All under Ahlus Sunnati wal Jamaah, different madhab, alhamdulillah, and different dhawq. The madhab means you keep your madhab, you want to pray the way Imam Shafi teaches, Imam Hanafi, Imam Hanbali, Imam Maliki, no problem. And we are, some of us, following the way of dhawq, the way of the taste. From the shuyukhs who came to perfect the character and said that now that you learned all of your sharia and your understandings of Islam, let us to come and perfect your akhlaq and your character so that to make you to be sweet. And that's what the Ahlul Muhabbat and Ahlul Haqqaiq and the real lovers of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, huge in number but silent. So it's important that we come out in numbers and keep pushing the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ the way that we want to show our love. So alhamdulillah that we come to these organizations, come to these mawlids, anybody put a mawlid, then we all go to that mawlid so that we can show that we should have 10,000, 15,000 in a mawlid. Not only National Day people come out in huge numbers, but they should be coming for love of Sayyidina Muhammad. That we are under tremendous amount of azab is coming onto this dunya. And only Allah are sending ishara to all mashayikh that do something that Allah keep a rahmah above you, your family and your community. And that your own amal and the actions that you do, alhamdulillah, they may be good, they may be judged by Allah, but what brings the rahmah and the faiz and the barakah in life is the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. That when we do these majlis and mahfils and zikrs and milads, it brings Allah's rahmah. That you now have attention of the heavens because Allah's happy. That in this day, because we're not talking about Lahore, we're not talking about Afghanistan, we're not talking about Indonesia where there's 100 million Muslims, we're talking about Canada. We're talking about Vancouver that from the heavens they look and they say, look, they're coming for mahfils, they're coming for zikr, they're coming for the love of Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ. Now you get heaven's attention. Allah's rahmah and Allah's nazar upon the associations because they love whom Allah loves. And that is a safety for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, and begin a tremendous dress of rahmah and blessings. That we have to increase the amount of love by these associations, by these practices, by all of what we're trying to do in our collective communities, and then coming together to unify, to show that we are large in number. But we're not going to stay silent, we're not going to stay quiet, we're not going to have to listen to their aqeedah, and they keep telling us that you don't have to stand. When we came here, we went with these different organizations, and they told me that, yes, you Shaykh, why you have to stand for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So I didn't say anything. Went to their big event. They called the anthem for the country, the national anthem for the country, and they all stood up.
Yeah.
No problem. Alhamdulillah, we are the people of Adar. We stand for everyone. Anyone, ihtiram, atiullah, atiur rasul, ulul amri minkum. This government is ulul amr. But why you don't stand for your Prophet ﷺ? Why did you do that? Why you show every ihtiram for everything? If politician come, oh, they dress their best. And so we have now so-and-so coming. As if you're going to get free money from that. You dress your best, you put your suit, you get all excited and you come running there, take a shake a hand and take a photo. Is not of any value for us in Akhirah. Allah is going to say, were you with this person? And all the crimes they committed? And all the other people, I just took the photo for business sake. I'm not with them. Yeah. And then when you come and show ihtiram, and you come and you love the shaykhs, you love the students, you love the lovers of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is a shirk. Are you crazy? What the shirk? We're worshipping Allah. When we show ihtiram and love for each other and respect, this is what Prophet wanted for us. respect each other, love each other, show kindness and gentleness to each other. Because this is Allah's ni'mat and favor, because their khuluq al-azeem, Allah's Prophet is the majestic character. So if we're loving Prophet, we must have the best of character, the humblest of character, the loving of character to love and to respect each other, and they can't see that. So it means that it's important for us to come out, to have events and have large events and continuous everywhere have events, so they can see that this silent majority is not silent anymore. And if they want to do what they want to do, then do what they want to do. But we have to make our communities to be safe. We have to make our homes to be safe. And the safeness for us is love of Sayyidina Muhammad. Recently they're opening up these realities and all this love for Prophet. We pray that our hearts open more and more for that love and that understanding, the greatness. As they respect Holy Qur'an and we respect Holy Qur'an, we just go a drop, because some people may not understand the reality. Who brought you Holy Qur'an?
Ibrahim.
Sayyidina Muhammad. Sayyidina Jibreel has not the power to bring that. Because Allah Azawajal says Holy Qur'an, if I put it onto the mountain, it will be Qashia. But the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad brings Holy Qur'an onto this earth. When Sayyidina Jibreel was bringing wahi to Sayyidina Muhammad, Prophet asked, "Ya Jibreel, where do you get your wahi from?" Wants to give a tarbiyah and an understanding. Malaika are under the feet of Sayyidina Muhammad. They made a sajdat al-ihtiram for Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Why? Because Nur Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ati Allah, Ati Rasul, Ulul Amri minkum. Malaika are working for Ulul Amr. Means the azimat of Allah addressing Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyidina Jibreel, where are you getting the wahi from? The Jibreel said, "I go and there's a pardeh. From this pardeh is a hand that comes and gives me what to bring to you." He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So this time I'm giving you permission, go to that pardeh and move it. If you're giving permission, alhamdulillah, next time wahi comes, goes to the heavens. As soon as the hand appears, he asks for permission, move the pardeh, and it's Sayyidina Muhammad. He learned that. He's from Canada. Is there anyone between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tiqaba qawsaini wa adn. When Allah revealed to His Messenger what no one understands, the sound in which Allah recites Holy Qur'an to the heart, to the soul of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing in creation can contain that. So when Prophet taught the marifa of Hadith al-Jabr, "I'm the first of what Allah has created. I'm the first from Allah's light." When there was no angel, there was no Kaaba, there was no Bayt al-Mahmood, there was no Arsh, nothing but the light of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So means nothing come between Allah, bayna ahad wa ahmad, nothing. Nothing comes between qawba qawsaini wa adl. So means that what Allah reveals of Holy Qur'an to the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing can contain, nothing can hold that. So means in this dunya, through the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is coming Kitabullah. So in time of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was there a Kitab?
No.
Why? Because he's walking Qur'an. The ihtiram. That in the presence of walking Qur'an, why you can make a pages and books? They didn't even have permission to compile the Qur'an. They kept all of the papers separate. Why? Because Sayyidina Muhammad is walking Quran. When Allah alimul kitab, He is going to teach you the book, means He is walking Kitabullah. His nur is the one that dressing you and blessing you. Only after his passing, after a few hafiz died in battle, they had permission then to make the mushaf. Musaf. Is it to remember Musaf? Say Musaf. So that kitab you carry is a furqan, is a book of right and wrong. Its power doesn't come until Nur Muhammad. Is when you give your kid something, you're not going to give them something loaded with a lot of power. When Allah says the Holy Quran, if I put onto a mountain, it will be dust. You think that what you're carrying has that power?
No.
Impossible. Allah says, I make you and the mountain to be dust.
No.
The reality of Quran is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's walking Holy Quran.
No.
What you have is Quran. So it's like a code. You have to bring the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maqam al-iman. When Prophet said, love me more than you love yourself, Nur Muhammad comes and Allah says He's going to teach you the book. Alimul Kitabi wal Hikmah, and He give you all of its wisdom. Why? Because this is the light of Prophet. That Qur'an is ever living and daim. Its power is continuous. And the only thing we understand of daim is the soul. Means that Nur Muhammad is carrying all that power. As soon as you make one Durood al-Sharif, Prophet promised that Allah will let my soul to come into your presence. And I make 10 Durood upon you. What is the Durood the Prophet? Allah wants us to know it's Holy Qur'an. Alimul Kitabi wal Hikmah. Allah fiikum, Allah describing the Prophet fiikum is with you, but you haven't the eyes to see it. If you look through your heart, Prophet must be right there. Every isharat Allah gave to us. So if you don't believe it, you're calling His name in your azan. If you don't believe it, you're praying in the form of Ahmad. Alif, Ha, Mim, Dal. If you don't believe it in your salah, you say, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before you close your salah, saying, As-salamu alayka, means the soul is in the presence facing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So everything Allah wanted for us, ignite the power of Qur'an. Even if you're jahal, I'm going to make you to do it, because you have to mention Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name in azan. You have to mention Prophet ﷺ's name in your salah. You have to mention Prophet ﷺ's name throughout the day by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He gives the final big blessing is that even if all your life you denied that reality, your deathbed somebody will come and recite Surat al-Yaseen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you look is وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So Allah will just say, why you want to deny my rahmah? My rahmah is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't have Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the book you're reading is Furqan. And it's a very dangerous book because it has no rahmah. So when you're seeing and what we're watching around the TV, they're reading the same book. But for them it's Furqan. And they have no wa ma arsalnaka. They have no love for Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without the love of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's all about kill this one, slay that one, burn this one. It's a formula Allah said, don't ever leave that formula. Keep my book and the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, it becomes the rahmah of that and becomes the reality of Qur'an. What we have is Furqan. So when you go to all the schools of Hafiz here, and they have brought the little kids for Hafiz, and they say, mashallah, my child now is reading Qur'an, and the first thing I ask is, how many salawats are you doing a day? Salawats? What? What salawats? Oh, this kitab is going to be very dangerous. Because this child is going to be raised now on Furqan, very hard. Everything about killing and destroying, nothing about rahmah. You left out the formula of Allah Azza wa Jalla, say, I would not have sent the reality because of his love for Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you leave the rahmah, then you don't have what Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted for us of Holy Qur'an. So you have Furqan with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is Qur'an in the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the heavens is Ummul Kitab. Ummul Kitab, Alif, Mim, nothing comes into that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla describes that in Surah Al-Yaseen, that my amr and my irada is in the heart of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The amr is what's known is Qur'an, irada and the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla is in Ummul Kitab. Means everything is in the haqqaiq of Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla open for us. So when you do Milad al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is not celebrating the birthday only of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you're celebrating Qur'an. Without Milad al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was no Tanzeel al-Rahim, Yaseen, Allah Azza wa Jalla is testifying by Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Yaseen wal Qur'an al-Hakim, means everything I've given of Qur'an and Hikmah is in this reality of Yaseen, Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. That his reality and his soul, alayhi salam, what tanzeel? Allah tanzeel? The kitab came by itself and was thrown down? The soul of Prophet tanzeel. The soul of Prophet came from paradise realities with what? Loaded with Holy Qur'an, the book of Allah that no nation had and contains every book within it. Allah said, the book that can raise the dead, this is the one. And that everything and every praise is written in this holy book. And Allah Azza wa Jalla describing Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. And coming from paradises, now the soul of my most beloved is coming with my kitab. He is walking kitab. So every time you read Holy Qur'an, when it says Kitabullah, there was no kitab. Allah is making reference to who? Sayyidina Muhammad. Kitab was by Sahabi after the death of Prophet. And they fought that don't make that. That's a big bid'ah. We didn't have this in time of Prophet. They said, no, but all our hafizes are passing away. They came with ijtiman, they said, no problem. But Qur'an, when Allah is talking about kitab is who? There was no kitab. It's in reference to Sayyidina Muhammad. Walking Qur'an. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said that what? He's walking Qur'an, his akhlaq is walking Qur'an alayhi salatu wasalam. So pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla dress us and bless us, that's Mawlid al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Allah dress us from Qur'an, dress us from life, dress us from marifah, dress us from every reality. Fi barakati Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in sharaf al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala sayyidu wa sadatina, wa sadatina al-Fatiha.
Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi, Sidana Nabi.